Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
These celebrity lookalike competitions have been popping up everywhere. I feel like every time I hop on social media, there's some kind of celebrity lookalike competition happening in a different city.
Was it the Timothy Chalamet one in New York that like kicked all of this off? And I think, I don't know if that was the first one, but the fact that he showed up gave everybody like, oh, we need to do these just in case the celebrity might show up.
I think that's why they got so popular. So this happened like, what, a week or two ago in New York City. Somebody just decided to put flyers up around the city and said, hey, Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in Washington Square Park, 7 p.m., be there. And I guess like the prize was maybe like $50 or something stupid, something small. And all of these wafery brown headed dudes across New York, which are not hard to come by, all showed up in Washington Square Park, and they found the most Timothy Chalamet looking dude out of all of them. But even Timothy Chalamet himself showed up. So then I think people were kind of like, wait, I live in a major metropolitan city. Maybe we should do a lookalike contest in our city to see if the celebrity will show up. And there was a Paul Mescal one that happened in Dublin. And I can't remember if he showed up to the competition, but he was in Dublin that day, and people were taking photos with him and were like, oh my God, Paul Mescal showed up. So he recently went on BBC Radio 2 and actually got to meet the guy who won his lookalike competition. And it was the most wholesome interaction ever.
Hi, Jack.
I mean, Paul Mescal talked to your lookalike.
This is bananas. I actually, Jack, I saw the photo.
You captured the spirit of me very well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I presumed you're at home getting some well-needed rest with your family after the long press tour.
Oh, you're so nice. Jack's so nice.
This is weird.
So thoughtful.
Is like twins.
Like twins.
Yeah. Wait, turn sideways. I want to see the profile. Yeah.
That's what everyone says. Everyone says the side profile.
I'll go this way.
Crazy.
When Jack did the competition, you wore the short shorts.
It was a fully committed look. And what was it, 20 euro or 3 points was the... Oh,
it was 20 or 3 pints. The good people at Denny's gave me a pack of sausages.
I'm an embarrassment of riches. This is fantastic.
Got a pack of sausages.
I know. You would think they would have better prizes for you to show up and take time out of your day to look like some dude.
I mean, $50 does go far in New York. I don't know what a pack of sausages does. Did they actually look alike?
No, they literally did. And Paul Mescal is kind of known for his very specific street style. Like, he always wears these slutty little shorts. And this guy had kind of like the curly... Everybody in Ireland has like the government issued haircut where it kind of looks like they're wearing that newsy cap, and Paul Mescal has that hairstyle. So he had that hairstyle. He had the slutty little shorts on, and he really committed to the bit, and he sounded like a sweetheart, which Paul Mescal is known for being too.
I love that.
That's awesome.
We've actually talked about it because you had thrown out that, of course, you wanted to do a Glenn Powell lookalike contest while he was here filming a movie.
Yeah, I'm like, Glenn Powell lookalike competition in my room midnight tonight. But Glenn Powell, I think he's overseas. Yeah. I think he's in like Scotland or somewhere filming another movie because he's booked and busy. Yeah. We are proud of him. But I always thought, like, I think if we did an Usher one in Atlanta, like, I just feel like maybe he would show up.
Maybe he'd show up.
I'm sure a lot of woman would to find a look like.
Right? It's like, if I can't get the real thing, I'll take the knockoff. Yeah. Give me the Temu version of Usher, please.
Great value Usher.
I know. So it's never too late. I would love to do it at some point. Okay. Halyna Hutchins' mother is saying she is not going to the Rust premiere because, of course, everything that happened with Alec Baldwin on that set. So the premiere already happened. And if you missed this story, Alec Baldwin was involved in this movie called Rust. And he was charged with manslaughter after he was holding a weapon that discharged a bullet that would eventually injure one person and would also injure the cinematographer, Halyna Hutchins. And he's never apologized to her mother or said anything of the sort to make it feel like he was taking any responsibility for his part in the tragedy. So she refused to show up to the premiere. But also what I found was crazy was the festival that held this premiere didn't even invite Alec to this movie that he was pretty much in charge of because they didn't want any negative attention because it was such a controversial case where he's like, I didn't discharge the bullet, but they were like, you should have checked. You were the one holding the gun. So you have some responsibility in it.
But I mean, he went to court and they decided that he did not. And so that was that. But I'm wondering, because he was a producer, he starred in it, et cetera. I'm wondering if they ran this by him and they were like, hey, you're a producer, so you care about this movie. And I always say, as an actor, you care about the movie as well. You want it to do well. What do you think about not coming to the premiere so it can solely, like, the focus can be on the movie? I'm wondering if that was, like, a dual conversation or if they just decided, yeah, no, we're not going to invite Alec.
I would hope so, because otherwise it just looks like a big middle finger to this guy who, you know, at the end of the day was in charge of this film to some extent. But I think they honestly made the right choice because it would have been a lot of negative press after everything that went down.
I don't think I would have been able to finish it.
I wouldn't have been able to do it either. It would be a part of my life that I would try to move on from.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Baldwin's, Hailey Bieber's catching some heat for comments she made about Justin Bieber's placement on Billboard's list of top pop stars. I'm going to tell you all about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.